Good morning. This is Julie Fair with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce, and joining me today is Amanda and Jake with Vineyard Home Health. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
So I know these folks very well. Vineyard Home Health, y'all been here a while, huh?
Since 2020.
And so, you know what? While we're talking about it, why don't we go back in time and tell us, how did you guys get started?
In 2020, we started the agency. It was myself. I'm a nurse, and I was sitting in church one day, and I noticed the aging population. And what ran through my mind is, how am I going to take care of all these people? And that is kind of what birthed Vineyard Home Health, that desire to keep care of our geriatric community, which is growing significantly. So we started in 2020, and we went through the CHAP accreditation to get our Medicare license. I wanted to have a high standard with Vineyard Home Health, so that's why we went through the accreditation agency. And we had a small office in downtown, and then we expanded it. And now we have moved, and our office location is near Getz and Daynor Park on West Jefferson. And we now have a branch location in Kearns, Texas, my hometown.
Oh, how do you say that town?
Kearns. K-E-R-E-N-S.
Kearns.
Yeah, go Bobcats.
Kearns. That's funny. Okay, well, cool. All right, so did you have like a nursing, so you were a nurse before then?
Yes, I've always worked in the geriatrics, and then wound care was kind of my specialty. So I worked for a home health agency a few months before I started this agency. I took about 6 months off from nursing before I started this, just to make sure that I had all of my education in place to start the agency. It's a big learning curve, sometimes going from the bedside to all of the administrative stuff. We became nurses, most of us, out of our love for people. Not all the times are great business education.
You know what? That's great that you recognize that. I think a lot of people, especially like doctors who decide to go into their own practices and stuff, I've heard people say that, like, I didn't know payroll and I didn't understand taxes and all the things that have to, I wasn't prepared for human resources and all that stuff. So yeah, it is a whole nother.
And in the beginning, you wear all the hats.
There's,
you know, so it's gotten a whole lot better. We're able to hire people as, you know, as we grew, and we have a great set of staff there. We have the office staff, and then we have people who go in between, and then we have people who are just field staff, and they really are just, they're our eyes in the community, mm-hmm. and they're our hands and feet out there helping people.
And Amanda, you're from here, right?
I'm from Red Oak.
So you're from Ellis County. You grew up there, right?
No, ma'am.
Well, how long were you in Red Oak? Because we were talking a little bit while back about, you've been there a while, right?
I've been there for about 12 years.
Oh, yeah. Then that makes you native.
Yes.
Anything over 10 years, you're totally native.
Yes.
Very cool. So, okay, let's talk about home health, because I think a lot of people kind of, like, you hear home care, you hear lots of different terminology, and some people are always, like, looking for someone to come and sit with their family, and some people are looking for, like you said, wound care and skilled nursing. So what is the difference?
So home care is going to be your basic personal needs, household chores, personal care. The home health part of it is going to be more of your skilled and certified services, such as your skilled nursing, your wound care, your catheter care, your medication management.
Yeah, physical therapy, occupational therapy. Usually the home health side, you are going to use your insurance, like your Medicare or whatever your Advantage plan is, or your commercial insurance. With home care, there are some long-term care insurances that will sometimes pay, but usually that's going to be out of the pocket. And now there are some great charities out there, and then there are some like the veterans have a special program to where the vets can get home care, which is great. But, you know, Amanda is our community educator. So if you ever had a question about the difference or if you could qualify, she's definitely someone to talk to because she'll have all those answers. And even if we can't help you, we always want to be able to point you in the right direction.
Yes. Well, and Amanda, when we were talking the other day, you did the care. You did some things.
Yes, I actually joined Vineyard Home Health in 2021.
Yeah.
And I've been, I'm just recently been in advance to the promotion for community education.
Which I think is great when you have actually been out there doing the, being behind, you know, behind the scenes in the houses, and you know, and you feel good. It's kind of like when you go to a restaurant, if you see someone work there and then they come back and eat, then you know that says a lot about the restaurant. So if you want to actually be out there and talking to the community about the service, that means you have a lot of confidence in it.
Yes. I've actually worked for several agencies. Vineyard, I think, is, it stands out above and beyond. The patient care is more than quality. The staff, office staff, everybody from frontline to the inline have been nothing but exceptional. So
good. And you know, I think sometimes people have a lot of questions about how, so when you're taking care of your elderly parents and things like that, like how do you start that process? What it, so if I said, called you today and said, hey, I need some help, I need some home health, my mom fell or my mom just got out of the hospital, what does that look like?
So you'd start with your physician visit.
Well, if you're needing the home health, like if she keeps falling, then you're going to want some type of physical therapy, probably. Maybe some nurse education if she has a new disease that's, you know, making her kind of dizzy or something. And if it's more of the personal care, that's going to be a phone call to us directly. So if you're needing a nurse or therapist, the first thing you have to do is contact your doctor and get them to send a referral to us, because a nurse can't touch you without a doctor's order.
Okay.
If you have questions about that, go ahead and call us. We'll kind of go over how the process works. If it's home care, just go ahead and call us. We can go over some pricing, what we can and what we can't do. We'll brag about how we just a few weeks ago had a CHAP reaccreditation survey for our non-skilled, and we passed with zero deficiencies.
Oh, good.
Perfect
so
score.
We're happy to keep that accreditation. It really makes me happy.
Good.
But just talk to us, and then we're going to ask a few things, you know, about your insurances and about some things in your life that maybe we can kind of find the resources.
I used to work for hospitals, and something I like to tell people is you, the patient actually has a choice, because a lot of times when they get a referral, they just get referred to whoever and assume that's where they have to go. But like, you know, if you want to go to a particular home health agency, or if you want to go to a, like when the hospital social worker refers you to someone and says, I want you to go have some home health, and they just send you the order, you actually can say, hey, I would like to go to Vineyard. I would like to go, you know, have Vineyard Home Health as my company. So make sure you know that you do have some rights like that.
Yeah. Patient choice.
Yeah. Is there anything else y'all would like to add today?
Just how great it is to be here and see you, Julie.
Yes.
You know what?
You've been traveling.
That's great to see y'all. Yeah, you know, I turned 50 this year, and so I'm doing my 50 things, and I have been traveling, and I've been living it. I'm just checking those 50 things off one by one. But I'm glad to see you, too, because I only randomly and sporadically see you on social media, so... And Amanda, y'all will love Amanda. She is sweet as she can be and the most genuine, kind girl. And so if y'all have any questions and you need to reach out to them, how can they get in touch with you?
You can reach us by calling us at 972-521-3353, or you can visit our website at vineyardhomehealth.com.
And is that Vineyard like Vineyard, V-I-N-E?
Yeah, there's an E, V-I-N-E-Y-A-R-D, Home Health.
.com. Okay, and guys, if y'all have any questions and maybe you're driving or you're busy and you need to reference this at some point, feel free to contact the chamber and we will get you connected with Vineyard Home Health, and they would be happy to answer questions if you're not sure if you qualify for home health or if you need something else and not sure what that looks like. Again, it's Jake and Amanda, and thank y'all for joining me.
Thank you. So
thank
much.
You.